So as we are trying and trying and trying to hear full mantras, we come to the understanding it's not so easy. Although we hear techniques, we hear tips for concentration, but we come to the point, can I really do it alone? And from that point of understanding our painful inability to hear full names, one comes to the third verse of the Shishtashtakam. One comes to the position of humility. Many sadhus who are living in Vrindavan, they are going daily on Madhukari. They are going door to door to beg, because they know very well that will help them to develop humility, that will help them to develop tolerance. So in the same way, when we come to that understanding of our inability to concentrate, one can come into the mood of a beggar and beg for blessing, beg the holy name to appear, beg to be allowed to hear the holy name. Those who go on begging, if they don't get at the first door, they will keep on at the second door, at the third door, until they will get it, they will just keep on begging. So in the same way, as we are chanting the holy name, our prayer to be allowed to hear full mantra should be a prayer that intensifies again and again and again. We pray, we increase that mood of prayer, and that becomes longing, that becomes a deep appeal for the holy name to appear and for us to be able to serve. We don't want really something for us. We want to give attention. We want to offer something to the holy name. And we are in that position. I cannot do it my own. So we are begging and begging and increasing that prayer so that we will be allowed to hear full mantras. So that's the next exercise. And there we have passed the three doors. We have passed the door of the body, of the mind, and through the prayer we are coming through the third gate of opening the heart. And now in that mood of longing, in that mood of prayer to the holy name, we are just waiting and waiting front of the fourth door to be opened.